Walking on the road into the landfill, you pass by piles of automobiles, rubber tires, and eventually come to three large white portable buildings. This is where the local tribe makes compost. In one of the tents is a large stainless steel machine, that cylinder in shape, sitting on top of a trailer. The tribe paid $15,000 for it and had it shipped in this fall from Manitoba, Canada.
We have a load in it right now, and it's been cooking since last Friday.
This is Brandon Tines, the tribal resource director.
You just kind of layer it like lasagna with wood chips and fish waste and wood chips to cover it so it doesn't smell.
Tines and his assistant, Clifton Gudgel, open up the lid. And he's right. It doesn't smell. It just looks like dark brown wood chips.
The temperature should get up to 160, 140. It's pretty crazy to open up your pile and all of a sudden steam is just rolling out of it. It's pretty amazing.
Before working for the tribe, PIA, Tines used to be a commercial fisherman. He knew there was a lot of fish waste. It gets ground up and dumped into the water in front of town by local processing plants. Now Tines gets some of that leftover fish for free. The tribe uses up to 500 pounds a week for compost.
It's a great year-round business for the tribe to do, is helping the environment by not pumping that fish waste into our narrows.
If there's a shortage of fish, Tines says they can always use kelp. The wood they get from scraps around town that would otherwise get burned at the landfill. It's usually alder because it grows fast and people often want to cut it back. PIA puts it through a wood chipper and it's ready for compost. But they won't just use any scraps. They have to know where it's from and that it hasn't come in contact with pesticides or other chemicals.
It's not labeled organic, but it is organic because we don't add anything to it.
The composting machine is on a timer, so it rotates every 2 hours. It takes about 2 weeks for the fish and wood to become dirt, and then it needs to sit and cure for a month before it can be used. After a batch is done, they'll filter out any leftover pieces of wood to go into the next batch.
It's actually like a little starter, kind of like sourdough, where the microbes are on these pieces already, so it spreads throughout the compost a lot faster.
PIA has been making compost for years. In the past, the tribe used an older model composting machine that kept breaking down. Then workers made compost by hand, by what's called static aerated piles. Wood chips and fish were layered in a heap on the ground, which would get aerated and turned occasionally. But the process was lengthy, and when Tines started working for the tribe a year and a half ago, he wanted to expand. He says they were missing opportunities.
Juno wanted quite a bunch, like 50 cubic yards, and we just couldn't, couldn't make enough to get what they wanted. But it was stuff like that, opportunities, to make it a business and hire some more tribe members so that they could have a full year-round job that pays well.
Gudgel, Tines's assistant, says he likes having a job where he can work outside.
Getting out there and getting the materials and throwing it all together and just doing something different rather than standing behind a desk or stocking things on shelves.
Tines keeps a detailed notebook of batch results, what goes in when and at what temperature. On average, this machine can produce about 40 pounds of compost a day. PIA plans to sell it in 40-pound bags within a few months. It will cost about the same price as imported compost sells for at the store, but Tines says this stuff will be pure local product.
The big companies that do it, they don't care what they throw in there. They just, throw it in. It's a nitrogen. Throw it in. It's a carbon, and then people are just getting a mixed bag of who knows what's in it. But with us, you'll know what's in it.
And when it's done?
It just pretty much looks like dirt.
Kind of like fluffy, mulchy dirt.
PIA's composting project is funded by IGAP, the Indian Environmental General Assistance Program. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.